السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام وبركاته. The platform is yours, مفتي صاحب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and in most countries and cities of the world. It's already the halfway mark. Today is the 15th of Ramadan, so that is where we are. Yesterday after Maghrib, I showed some brothers, just look at the sky and scan the sky and just look at the new moon and look at now the 14th moon, how it's shining in its glory and beauty. When it is the new moon, Hilal is only for 3 days, and thereafter the name of the moon changes. And when we come to the 14th night, it's called Laylatul Badr. Even now, if you look out of your window, you will see the glory, the beauty, the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, full circle. And that is Laylatul Badr, the full moon. So these are all lessons. We reach our peak sometimes, and thereafter the waxing and the waning takes place. From the increase, the decrease starts, favorable to unfavorable. So everything, there are signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today's lesson, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 31. Inshallah, we'll complete the verse today. So just to summarize it, Almighty Allah commanded the Muslim men and Muslim women, those who possess true iman, faith and conviction, to lower their gazes and protect their private parts. And they cannot expose their beauty except in front of these personalities we mentioned yesterday. And the women is compulsory upon them above their clothing and garment. They must wear another garment to cover their breast and their bosom. So all that is compulsory. And you can't look at one verse of the noble Quran or one hadith of the noble Quran or of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith, and then you reach a conclusion. You have to look at so many other verses and so many ahadith, and then you reach a conclusion. Therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the genius giant he was, is to say, Al-Fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. Go open Tirmidhi Sharif, Kitabul Janais, the chapter on funerals, you will find it there. The jurists, they come to know what is the greater connotation of, you must remember, the meaning of the hadith and so forth. So now, yesterday we finished there, O Nisa'ihinna, which means that all your women. So if you look at the superficial meaning, it means that in front of your Muslim women, then you can expose your beauty, your hair, your arms, your face, and all these type of things. And then it means that in front of the non-Muslim ladies, you have to cover up. So we explained to you that is ala sabilil ihtiyat. That is, remember, precautionary. Otherwise, you, the Muslim lady, you have a domestic, you have a helper, and most of the time she's a non-Muslim, so between you and her, that there is no parda and hijab and so forth. You can expose your face, expose your hair, expose your arms, all that will be permissible. So that will be the fatwa. Oma malakat aymanuhun, or what her right hand owns. This refers to females. So remember, slaves, not male. So between her, the lady who is in charge, and she has male slaves. So remember that time they had slaves. So then parda and hijab and all that is compulsory. Today we are very lax. We have all this male cook. We have a male gardener, we have a male helper, and they're right in the kitchen, they're right in the bedroom, they're right in the bathroom, and cleaning this, all that is haram. And when they are acting alone, and the wife is there, the mother is there, the daughter is there, and they're alone there, there's no male in the house. So how you justify that? So we need to be very clear. Now from here we're starting today's lesson. Awittabi'in ghayri ulil irba. Awittabi'in, this word tabi'in means that these people who are like parasites, that they just go everywhere, this house, just for a meal, just they want some food. Like how you see today, people come to our homes, our houses, and they say, Niga, look, Bomali, Niga, you understand this, give us food, give money, and so forth. And they're just going around and so forth. But yeah, there's an added condition, Awittabi'in, Ghayri Ulil Irba, that they don't have that passion, that sexual desire, and these people are mentally immature. They are mature physically, but mentally they are immature. So remember, for them also there will be that concession, because they will not be a threat to the women and so forth. They don't have that sexual desires and so forth. So, but we can't now be so flexible, we start allowing everybody everywhere. We need to be circumspect and very careful. Minar rijal, that is from the men. Awitiflil ladin, or those who are children, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, lam yadharu, they are not aware, ala urat in nisa, and that is regarding the private part and all that of the females and the ladies. So they come in and out of your house, that your children are playing with the neighbor's children and so forth. So that will be allowed and so forth. However, we must be very careful here. The earliest a girl becomes baligha in Islam is when she is 9 years old, and then she gets some menses, 9, 10, 11, 12, like that. And the earliest a boy in Islam becomes baligh, obtains the age of puberty, is when he is 12 years old and he experiences a ihtilam, a wet dream. So we must be very clear. Before they get baligh, now the boy is 10, 11 years old, you can see that the signs are there, the hair is growing by his moustache and so forth. So that we call muraiq, that we call, you must remember, that on the verge of puberty, of maturity. Similarly with the lady, that the girl, you can see on the body that now it is developing and so forth, and she is now 8 years old, she's murahiqa. So for them now to come alone and run around from one house to another, not permissible. Although they are not baligh and mature, but they're on the verge of bulugh. So therefore, we must exercise precaution. That's the different thing today. We are bombarded by the Western media and the Western norms. So people just look at the other side and don't bother. But we have to teach you what is the Islamic law and the Sharia. Therefore, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. Teach your females especially Surah An-Nur, chapter 24. And this comprises 64 verses. Now, in those days, the loose ladies, like today, when you walk somewhere, especially in the cosmopolitan areas, metropolitan areas, you will see that the women, they are hanging around from here to there, different places, and they tapping their heels, they tapping their feet to draw attention. When I was in Italy, I found it amazing, you know. My brother Abdullah was taking me around. So I asked him, what's there on the board? I can't understand properly. He said that it's written there these ladies who are prowling the streets as prostitutes from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, for example, if the police catches them, then there will be 500 euro fine or whatever amount. So I asked him, okay, you mean from 8 to 10 if they do that? What happens if after 10 they do that? He said, no, after 10 then they can do it. This is the Western law. The hypocrisy, the double standards, you must remember. They use the females as sexual objects and they'll charge them for prostitution from certain hour to hour, that hour. But after that, they allow it. So that is the foolishness of all these laws. Therefore, we find that the only solution to human beings' problems today and yesterday and in the future is Islam. That's all. So Quran Kareem states and addresses the ladies, وَلَا يَدْرِبْنَا, and do not step بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ, your feet, so that لِيُؤْلَمَا, so that they announce, مَا يُخْفِينَا, that what they are supposed to conceal, مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ, their feet. You ladies, remember this. You are going to the shop, you are going to hospital, you are going, you understand, for Umrah, you're going for Hajj. Whenever you leave your home, it's compulsory. You must cover your feet, whether with socks or with stockings. And that is the verdict of majority jurists and scholars, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. And that's wajib, compulsory, first. And remember, according to Hanafis, only is mustahab, better, desirable, but not compulsory. However, today when you see there in Makkah Mukarrama is 1 million, 2 million people, and the crowd will increase in the second half of Ramadan. Now you went with your wife, your daughter, mother. So you Hanafis, you must tell your wives, your daughters, they must wear socks, especially when they are performing tawaf, when they are performing umrah, and so forth. How can it be we are right at the most sacred place, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and we allow our women, that the other men, strange men, somebody is touching her toes, somebody is touching her heels. Both of you are guilty. You, the wife, are guilty, and the husband is also guilty. Why did you allow all this? Don't you remember the verse, chapter 22, verse 25? وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When you just make intention, just intention of deviation and oppression, then we will unleash for that person there a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. So you Hanafis and you ulama who are with your groups and so forth, you don't have to curry favor with people. Our aim must be to propagate the deen of Islam and to defend the deen of Islam. Not curry favor. Just now in the news and views, you will hear how Almighty Allah humiliates people and disgraces people, you see. So every day there's a big lesson for us to learn. In the ending, Almighty Allah is addressing me and you, and now is the month of Ramadan, and how apt it is. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in repentance. What is tawbah? Then repentance, the condition number one. At-tawbah an-nadama. We have regret, remorse. Ya Allah, Jalla wa Ala, your ever recurring bounties, favors are upon us. And what have we done? Every day we are breaking, violating your laws, those of us that are sane and mature. Two, the haram we are involved in, we must detach ourselves from that immediately, whether it is fornication, whether it is adultery, whether it is drugs, alcohol, whether it is casinos, whether it is, you must remember, pornography, whether it is riba and interest, whether it is the movie industry, boyfriend, girlfriend. So every haram we must know, the fraud and everything. Immediately we have to detach ourselves. We can't be saying tomorrow, next week, next month. So all that is haram. Third one, fulfill the rights of Allah. How many salat are outstanding? How many siyam are outstanding? From the time I became baligh, so from after the day of Eid, we have to start keeping the qada. The qada salat start immediately. So all that is compulsory. We owe Tom, Dick and Mary, Muslim or non-Muslim, maybe a Jew or a Jutla, we have to pay them. You can't say he's a Jew or a Jutla. He can go fly a kite, I don't pay him. It's compulsory for us to pay them the loan and the debts and all that that we incurred. So that's four. And the fifth one, Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Make such a tawbah that you don't relapse, you don't go back to those vices. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Watubu ilallahi jamia. There are no exclusions. Whether you are the king, whether you are the imam of the haram, whether you're the biggest maulana, the biggest Shaykhul Islam, Shaykhul Hadith, the biggest millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, me, you, all of us, daily, we have to make tawbah and ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Ya Ghaffar, Ya Sattar, use the attributes of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Watubu ila Allahi jamia. All of you have to ask and beg Almighty Allah and repent towards Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Ayyuhal mu'minun, you who have true iman, yet o iman ka taqaza hai, that is what iman demands from us. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. So a great verse, every verse is great, but this is for our society. How far we have drifted away from what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, what Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 14th of Ramadan, 1446 South Africa, Southern Africa, and we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No agreement between Hamas and Israel. They're sitting there in Qatar and Doha and where have you, and they can't reach agreement. Why can't they reach agreement? The Jutlas, the Haramis, the cursed nation, the swines, they want everything their side. You know, if you know Gaza al-Mubarakah, they have the Philadelphia Corridor. The Philadelphia Corridor is from the Egyptian side, the Rafah border. So there, you must remember, they're supposed to get out from there and get move away. They say, no, we are not moving from there. So Hamas say, then how can we agree? Second one, they say, so many hostages must be, you must remember, released. So Hamas told them, go to hell. You don't allow any humanitarian aid. You don't allow electricity. You cut off all the electricity. You got thousands and thousands of our people, men, women, children in jail, and you want to come and dictate? You go to hell. 100% Hamas is right. We stand with Hamas. Bibi Netanyahu is having a war with a Shin Bet. That is, they are internal police and intelligence and so forth. This is unprecedented in Israeli history, where the prime minister and his intelligence and all of them are at war with one another. Hamas prepared to free U.S. hostages. They said the U.S. hostages were free, but now they want to dictate that give us so many Israelis, go to hell. So now in the Haaretz is written, hey, you Jutlas, leave the Torah out of all the talks of Gaza and all that fantasy you got, that you're going to take over the whole of the Middle East, like right from the River Nile, right till the Euphrates. You're going to lose Israel. You heard what I said? You know what I said? You're going to lose Israel in our lifetime. Inshallah, you squatters, from where you came, you back up and you get out from there. You know already plus minus 2 million Jutlas Israelis have left Israel already. Vance, you see, Vance is the deputy of Trump. He says that this Biden sleepy Joe was half the time asleep, so his wife was running the show. How's that now? So you must remember that. So that is how they make wild allegations, accusations against one another. Trump is gone nuts. I always told you he's a crazy guy. So number one, what he says, we will take over the Panama Canal. I went there. So remember, it belongs to Panama. He says we will take it over even if we have to use military force. He says Greenland, we will take over. Canada, we want to make it the 51st state. But Canada, the prime minister was inaugurated. He made good statements against Israel. And remember, they told Trump, you shut your mouth. And if you talk too much over the electricity that going to 3 cities of America, we will switch off. So then what will happen? So remember, Canada is giving a good response to America and shutting their mouths. That is what you need to do with these type of things. Look at this. Look at this. U.S. and Israel, both haramis, both war criminals, and both of them guilty of state terrorism, want to send the people of Gaza to East Africa. They can just send people wherever they want to. They can murder and kill over 1 million people there in Iraq based on a lie, weapons of mass destruction, and they will try and justify it. Ask George W. Bush, ask Tony Blair, all these whiteys who were running that time. They are 100% war criminals. They should be hanged in public. That will be the Islamic law in a case like that. Ukraine still waiting for Russia. Russia, this is not from Russia with love. Putin says, I want all the details. And then we will talk. So Trump is saying that I'm cautiously optimistic that Putin will come to the party. We are there already and Ukraine is there. We're just waiting for him, Putin, to sign, and then we will have a ceasefire for 1 month and so forth. But nothing like that will happen. Mark Carney, whatever his name, Prime Minister of, you must remember, Canada. This is the word he used. He said Trump is a crazy guy. He wants to make, you must remember, Canada the 51st state of America. It won't happen now. It will never happen in future. And remember, Trump is making himself and the Americans a fool and a donkey throughout the whole world. And they're becoming the laughingstock. Gold reaches $3,000 for the first time in history per ounce. Therefore, I always told you, instead of investing here and there, your best bet to invest is gold. Remember, Allah has given it that intrinsic value that it will normally increase. Look at that. Gold reaches $3,000 per ounce. First time in history that has happened. So therefore, when we tell you something, so you should realize we got no hidden agenda that we will get commission or use Islam for our benefit. Like other people do, no. You must remember, we are doing that. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. We give you sincere advice, but some of you don't like it. No more free speech in America. If you speak in favor of Trump, you speak in favor of Israel, then you're a good guy. You speak in favor of Palestine, and you say Israel are guilty of genocide, crimes against humanity, and they are war criminals, or you speak against America and Trump and his administration, they might even deport you and so forth. Speaking of deportation, just now you will hear a news that will shock you. Rape, this is United Nations report. Hey, you Jutla, oh, you Jutli, oh, you Harami. Listen, this is what United Nations says. Rape and sexual violence, there is on the increase. They hurt Israel against the Palestinians, and it is targeted against them, against the women, against the children, against the men, all this sexual violence and the rape and so forth. So therefore, this is committing genocide there in Gaza. These are crimes against humanity, and they must be held responsible as war criminals. We echo the sentiments of the United Nations. Israel is a cursed nation, and remember, no one can help them. Allah Jalla Wala has said in chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala has appointed people, Muslim, non-Muslim, to punish them right till the day of justice, right till the day of judgment. The G7, they say they're going to put more and more pressure on Putin. Putin loves it when they try and talk tough, you know, because he knows he's holding the Trump cards, not Trump. And the G7 are wasting their time. They try to put pressure on Iran. Iran must not have a nuclear. Why must America, France, Britain, Israel, India, all of them have nuclear, and Iran can't have? Just answer me that. So you must remember, these are the hypocrisy and double standards. They want you must become like the Arab regime, the puppets and murtads and traitors to Islam, like Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates and Jordan and Egypt and Bahrain and Morocco. They can be multi-billionaires, multi-trillionaires, but no brains they got, you must remember. Qatar said, telling America, that if you attack Iran, after 3 days, we won't have no water. Same thing with Saudi Arabia. Same thing with Emirates. If they attack Iran, Iran attacks them. So remember, in 1 week, they all will be flat. They don't have water. So that is their brains. You must remember that. So because they got no brains, Quran says. So the Jutlas and the supporters of the Jutlas. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. Let's give you some breaking news, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. News from our beloved country. Ibrahim Rasool, your ambassador to America on behalf of the South African government, expelled from America. They told him, you pack up from here and get out. You are not welcome in America. That's the words they used. What humiliation for Ibrahim Rasool. What humiliation for Cyril Ramaphosa. What humiliation, disgrace for ANC. You guys voted for them. Me, I never ever voted for them. You know, you all put them there from 94. Me, I told you those days. But who's going to listen? So you must remember that. So now the war is on between South Africa and America. We stand with South Africa, and we say, what South Africa, what the ANC did and took Israel to the ICJ, that is something very good. And remember, they were the only country with the guts to do that. But on the other things, 90% I disagree with them. So what is the truth? We must speak. Marriage is declining in South Africa. I told you South Africa has one of the maximum amount of haramis, children born out of wedlock. What do you expect of a nation whose 50% children are born out of marriage and haramis and bees, and then you give them support structures? So you're encouraging that, you must remember. Waldem is full, but some places in Gauteng, there's not a drop of water. And you must remember that today our Salah changes to 5:15 here in Jami Masjid. So I'll be going there from today, inshallah. Yesterday I came out from the masjid and I found, you must remember, some pamphlets. So they're advertising Hajj Badal and they say 35,000 rand. All this is haram and is not permissible. You must remember, only idiots fall for it. I explained to you the masla. If Hajj is compulsory upon my father, mother, alhamdulillah, they perform Hajj, everything, they passed away. So now they had the means to perform Hajj, and now they didn't perform Hajj and they passed away. The fatwa is this, they must perform Hajj now, appoint somebody to make Hajj from that country. So it's obviously 35,000, they're not going to send from South Africa. They get their puppets there. So 35,000 rand is how much? 7,000 riyals. So from Makkah, he will go make Ifrad Hajj, and there's no animal, and the 7,000 riyals they're charging you. Who's making money in all this? These Salafi characters, and you must remember that these organizations, they're making you fools. Then they tell you for Nafil Hajj. So Nafil Hajj, what you need people to go and pay you 35,000 rand. Thousands of people are going. They have performed their Hajj already. You just tell them, I made intention 100 times, 100 times. That in my Umrah, in my Tawaf, in my Hajj. Ya Allah, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, right till the last child to be born and pass away with Iman, Islam, give them the optimum reward. We're dead against all these. These are the scholars for dollars, remember that, who use the Hajj, use the Umrah, and get the Salafi characters, pseudo-scholars. I told every Salafi, you come on A, I'll give you prime time. I will take you on all these issues. We start with MBS, is he Muslim or Murtad? Then you see the proper dance. They're all wasting time, man. So you must remember these kind of things there. Okay, today is Q&A. Don't forget, write it down. Today is Q&A, inshallah, between 2 and 4. With Brother Suleiman Esop and myself on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.